Travel is expensive this summer, but millions of Americans are finding creative ways to deal with it, right? Make those dream vacations happen. And today we're going to talk about rewards points, smarter spending, and how all of that fits into your overall retirement plan.
Welcome to Take Pride in Retirement, the podcast dedicated to helping members of the LGBTQ plus community protect and grow their hard-earned money. Get set for a show full of education and insights with your host and advisor, Matt McClure. We recognize every family is unique. The goal of the show is to help you achieve financial freedom so you and your loved ones can have the retirement you've always dreamed of. A retirement you can take pride in, no matter who you are, where you're from, or who you love. So now, let's start the show. Here's Matt McClure.
Well, hello there once again, and welcome to another edition of Take Pride in Retirement. Matt McClure here with you, your host, your advisor, your friend, your pal, and your confidant. Thanks so much for being a part of the show. As always, you'll notice this episode and the previous one, something a little different. Yes, Josh, my husband slash co-host slash attaché to the advisor, he is out sick, feeling a bit under the weather, and you know, all of those things, some upper respiratory thing that he's had for a few days now. So as he heals and gets better and joins me again next week, we'll soldier on here, and he has given me permission to do that. But what I will do is say again, thank you so much for being a part of the show. I've got a great interview coming up in just a few minutes about travel, as I teased at the very top, and like what you can kind of do to make travel more affordable, perhaps this year, even given rising prices. And then we'll discuss about how, you know, this kind of all fits into a retirement planning conversation. First, though, before we get into that, like and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. Yes, like this video, subscribe to the channel, all those things. Really would appreciate it because it helps the algorithm so much. It helps us continue to grow, reach more people, and educate, continue to spread the word about LGBTQ plus retirement planning solutions, those solutions that I can provide as an advisor, not only a friend, a pal, and a confidant, but an advisor as well. And yeah, you know, it's absolutely free of any cost or any obligation if you seek out an initial consultation with me to do that specifically for you. You know, here on the show, it's more general. You know, I can't address your particular needs because I don't know you. But if I get to know you and we sit down, we meet, all those things, I can then act in a fiduciary capacity and tell you what is best for you in your particular situation, in my educated opinion, when I do that deep dive and get really into the weeds in your finances, right? So takeprideinretirement.com is the place that you can do that. It also costs nothing to like or subscribe. It costs nothing to subscribe to the podcast. Leave us a great rating and review there. Really would appreciate that and help us continue to spread the word, all right? So now as you listen to this interview, and you know, I'll tell you more about it as we get into it here. But as you listen to this interview that I've got as the centerpiece of the show today, think about whether your spending habits really are working for you or if you are working for your spending habits. It's a big question. So here we go. Summer travel season is well underway and prices continue to go up for just about everything out there. And we've got some new data now about how people are kind of dealing with those rising costs. Joining me to talk more about that is Shikha Narula, Bank of America's head of rewards. Always nice to talk to you, Shikha. Thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure, Matt.
Well, talk about that, if you will. I mean, you know, people are you know, just trying to struggle and deal with these rising costs, especially when it comes to things like gas and the ripple effects of that throughout travel as the summer travel season really kicks into high gear here. So what trends are you seeing when it comes to, you know, how people are sort of planning that summer travel and spending right now?
Yeah, so what we're seeing is this summer, Americans are saying yes to travel. Our survey found that 77% of Americans are planning to travel this summer, which what it tells you is that despite many Americans are cutting back on their spending to deal with inflation, travel has actually become a regular part of the budget. And it's something people are planning around rather than cutting. And then, of course, we're seeing a lot of excitement around some of the major events and experiences like this year's FIFA World Cup. Not only are more people saying they'll travel this summer, what we're also seeing is people are planning to head out of the country. So while domestic travel remains the popular choice, interest in international travel has increased year over year. And then whether they're traveling abroad or across the U.S., Americans are chasing value and experiences while they're on the trip. So the dominant travel philosophy is make it worth it. They want to stay within their budget, but when they do choose to splurge, it's on things that they'll remember, like dining, activities, and experiences.
Yeah, those sort of, once in a lifetime or twice in a lifetime, maybe types of things that people might get to do and then take those memories for a long time and those experiences, right, as you say, rather than buying things necessarily. What are some practical sort of hacks for our listeners and viewers here who may just want to, be among those who can still, go and travel and prioritize that, but don't want to break the bank at the same time?
Yeah, so start with setting a very clear budget before you book anything, because that's when you're establishing those clear guardrails and boundaries within which you can then prioritize what matters most to you. So lock in your must-dos, your must-haves. I have a trip coming up to Peru, and I know that excursion to Machu Picchu is my highest priority. So I've planned for it. And then you can dial back on some of the extras like, the upgraded seats or, dining splurges if that's less important to you. The second thing is flexibility is always your friend. So use flexible dates for flights so you can get the best airfare. Choose hotels that are cancelable so you can rebook in case the price drops. And then tap into rewards. Rewards are a smart way to offset costs without taking on new debt. So make sure you're building them into your plans from the beginning, so that you can maximize the value you can get while you travel.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And speaking of that upcoming trip that you have, my spouse and I are actually going to go to London in late August. And we're sort of the same way. We've prioritized those things that we know we want to do. We want to see a couple of shows on the West End. And that's like the things that we have to do. And then we kind of plan the others around that within our budget. So great there. And nice to know that I'm doing the right thing. It makes me feel better about the situation. Speaking of kind of the data that you have, kind of going back to that for a moment, are there some notable differences maybe generationally? So the Gen X versus millennials versus baby boomers, generations in how they are using, say, rewards to manage their travel spending, for example?
Yes, we're seeing some very pronounced differences, especially with the younger generation, Gen Zs. 9 in 10 Gen Zs are planning a trip, which is significantly higher than millennials and an average American traveler. But what's interesting is how each generation is looking to make those trips count. So while Gen Z is known for event-driven travel, it's actually millennials who are perfecting what we're calling travel stacking, where, on one trip, they're trying to fit in multiple experiences. So they might book a trip for a live event, but then they'll extend and make a longer vacation out of it so that they can maximize the value of that flight. But I think where Gen Z stands out is how they're choosing to pay for it all. We're seeing them fully embrace rewards as a strategy to pay for travel. 80% of Gen Zs are planning to use rewards to fund their travel compared to 60% of millennials. So for them, it's no longer a perk. Rewards is actually a core budgeting tool and they're maximizing it.
Wow. Yeah, that's a large number there. And you talk about those rewards. I mean, you think about things like earning points via credit card, that sort of thing. What are maybe some other strategies beyond credit card points that people can take advantage of when planning their summer trips and beyond?
Yeah, I think you have to explore the perks that might be available from your bank that can help you make travel more seamless. So at Bank of America, we just launched a new no-fee loyalty program called BofA Rewards, which has a lot of travel benefits. It has discounts and savings. And we've seen a tremendous response from our clients to the program. As part of a survey, what we found was when planning for travel, the top two benefits consumers care about are credit card rewards bonus, you just talked about that, but then followed by personalized cashback deals. So B of A Rewards has both of those components where you get 10 to 75% credit card rewards bonus booster on top of the rewards that you already earn. And you get deals at 15,000 brands for hotels, car rentals, gas, and other things. But then it also has lifestyle benefits for our highest tier members where, you know, they can get premium experiences as part of the program. But then for every member, there's enhanced fraud and identity monitoring. So as you're traveling, you have that peace of mind. So I would say take advantage of some of these perks from a bank loyalty program such as B of A Rewards so that you can get a range of benefits over and above the credit card rewards bonuses.
Well, very good. And if our listeners want to learn more about that program and check it out or get some more information about travel and using rewards in general to pay for it, where can they go for that info?
Yes. So visit bofa.com/BofA Rewards, and you can get all the information you need on B of A Rewards.
Very good. Shikha Narula is head of rewards for Bank of America. Shikha, thank you so much for talking to me once again. Appreciate it. And we'll hopefully talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Matt.
One big takeaway for me from that is that rewards points are not a financial strategy, but they can be part of one, right? They're not a financial plan, but they are something that can act in support of an overall financial plan. I think that's huge. And a few more points here, you know, about how this all sort of ties into retirement planning. One thing that I want to really hone in on is don't ever, you know, pay interest simply to earn travel points, right? They can be a good tool. They can be something that you do that you utilize to supplement your travel, like that spending, all of those kinds of things, because as I was just talking about with Shikha, that, you know, it can really help your dollars go further when you use those points to supplement, right? Don't use them as the only thing that you budget for, and then you have no actual money to spend and do other things. That I don't think is a good plan for anybody. But never, like, say, carry a balance on your cards month to month just to earn travel points, because then that you're just, you know, what is the thing you're cutting off your nose to spite your face, I think is what they say. It's kind of that, like, it's very much, you know, you're paying more in interest, especially on credit cards. You'd be paying more in interest than you would be getting a benefit from those rewards in the end, right? So try your level best not to carry a balance on those credit cards, but still, you know, pay them off, earn those rewards, and then they really are rewards, right? Use those points, plan those out. I think Shikha addressed this well, but plan it out to where you use these points intentionally for planned vacations rather than things like impulse travel. Right? Build some travel goals for yourself and build those into your retirement income planning through dedicated buckets of savings. You know, we talk about different buckets quite a bit on the show, like especially when it comes to taxes, right? There are different buckets of taxable versus tax deferred versus non-taxable dollars in retirement, right? Like, so a Roth, for example, or life insurance, those would be non-taxable because you put into those, you know, after tax money to begin with, especially with a Roth, right? You pay taxes up front, it grows tax-free, and your withdrawals are tax-free. That's essentially what a Roth is, a Roth type account. It can be a Roth IRA, Roth 401k. A lot of employers have those now as well. But you can, you know, look at it via the bucket method of planning for your taxes, right? So that Roth would be tax-free or non-taxable in retirement. Tax deferred is something that's never been taxed before. That would be like a 401k. Taxable is anything else that's like fully taxable that you have that, you know, has never been paid. No taxes have ever been paid on it as well. and your income, any earned income, obviously that would be like a fully taxable thing. So that being said, that's one way to look at buckets, right? But you can look at your savings that way as well and have one bucket to actually save for travel. And then on top of that, work into that plan, you know, getting those reward points to then be able to supplement your travel, elevate those experiences, you know, maybe pay for your airline tickets with those points, and then, and or even your hotel with those points as well. And then you get to pay, you know, use that savings bucket for those experiences and all those different things that you can do, those once in a lifetime, maybe twice in a lifetime things. Now, travel is often a major retirement goal as well. And that's one reason I bring this up and talk about it at length. And that's because people do like to travel in retirement. Very, very common. But, you know, as LGBTQ plus folks, it kind of can take on more, in many cases, more importance because we tend to be focused on experiences, making, you know, those good times happen with our chosen family and going to destinations where we feel most welcomed. And a lot of those times, those may not necessarily be the most affordable places to travel, if that makes sense, because the places where the LGBTQ plus community is accepted more tend to be more, you know, areas where, like, say, Western Europe, Northern Europe, Scandinavia, those type places, and they're not necessarily the cheapest places to travel. And so that could be a bit of a hurdle. So utilizing rewards to help supplement, help cover a lot of those costs can really be a good thing for you. But you have to be smart about it. Don't go into a bunch of debt just to try and earn rewards, like I said, because you're going to be paying a whole lot more in interest than the benefit you would get from the rewards themselves. So if that's the way that you do rewards and earn rewards, rethink that, please. Pay off those credit card balances as much as humanly possible, completely, if at all possible as well. And you've got to balance those travel dreams, though. Like, you know, it's a big goal in retirement to be able to travel. But you got to balance all of that with other things. You know, we talked about buckets. Have a travel bucket, absolutely. But also have a healthcare bucket, right? Those healthcare costs keep rising, keep going up. You know, have something where you are protected from inflation also. You know, in your retirement years, you'll get a cost of living adjustment each year from Social Security. That's one way that you can hopefully keep up with inflation, at least. Whether or not it actually does keep up is a topic for another day. But there's that, you know, and there's also different types of income annuities that can be adjusted for inflation on an ongoing basis, an annual basis. There are those that maybe not necessarily have automatic adjustments built into them. I'm talking about annuities again, but depending on the performance of an underlying index, you could see some increases going forward as well. And so balance those travel dreams with things like healthcare costs, with inflation, and make sure that you can sustain your any withdrawals from your retirement accounts and investments and all of those type of things. And maybe you need to set up an income annuity, an income generating annuity to help give you that steady income throughout retirement. I'd be glad to talk to you about that and all of the above that we've talked about today. Go to takeprideinretirement.com. I can do a deep dive for you into your financial situation. And I would love it if you would sit down with me. We can do it that via Zoom. If you happen to be in the Metro Atlanta area, we've got a couple of offices in Metro Atlanta where I would love to sit down with you in person if that's a possibility. Otherwise, we can do Zoom or Teams or Google Meet or any other things. However you prefer to video chat, we can video chat together. All right. So those are the things that I can do. Take a deep dive into your financial situation and show you how it can be better. And how you can have a stronger retirement, a more sustainable retirement, and not run out of money in your retirement years so that you can have that retirement you can take pride in. So I want you to be intentional about your retirement, including your travel, right? I want you to book that free consultation as well so that you can be intentional about this is where my investment future has me headed. I am sure that I can have some more predictable income in the future in my retirement years, and that you're not going to run out of money in retirement. You know, you don't want to run out of money before you run out of month, and you don't want to run out of money before you run out of life either. So those are the goals here, both short term and long term. We can sit down and talk about them. Once again, takeprideinretirement.com. That is the website. I'm glad to say that next time the show returns, Josh will be back with me, my co-host, attaché and husband. And so I'm looking forward to that. I know you all probably are as well, because he tends to be more entertaining than I am. But, as, you know, that's how we balance each other out in life. But I want to say a big thank you again for listening to the show or watching on YouTube. If you are watching there, really do appreciate it very, very much. And I will say, until next time, as always, take pride in yourselves and take care of each other. We'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to Take Pride in Retirement. Members of the LGBTQ plus community deserve to work with a fiduciary financial advisor who puts their needs first. To schedule a free, no obligation consultation with Matt McClure and the team at Active Wealth Management, call 855-246-9211 or go online to takeprideinretirement.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management Incorporated are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Matt McClure and Active Wealth Management are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A Item 4, for additional information.